Critics say Nigerian authorities have been slow in their response to the outbreak of the deadly strain of the bird flu virus. Very little information was quickly passed on to the public, but that appears to be changing. Health workers have been sent to public places, such as markets across the country, to educate the public on what to do in the wake of the outbreak. Dr. Idet Bumo is the leader of a group of health workers who were at the main market in Abuja.
The enlightenment here is basically to inform the poultry sellers about the dangers of the disease and the measures they have to take to protect themselves, their families, and the general public, and of course the poultry population generally, you know, in the FCC and in the country at large. And that's basically the enlightenment we have been. We're trying to get people to know about the sickness, the disease, the impact, you know, the fact that it's not just about poultry, you know, that human beings also are susceptible to the virus.
The chicken sellers appeared very receptive to the message from the health personnel. One of them, Muhammad Ali, appealed for urgent assistance from the government.
The chicken sellers have sustained a great loss because their life capital has almost gone the outbreak of bird flu. We estimated it to be 15.7 million of the members. We are appealing to the government to do something about it soonest.
Bird flu is also the major topic on local radio. Anxious Nigerians have been calling in to express their views on the outbreak.
FM. If you have just joined us, you're welcome. We're talking bird flu.
Good morning.
The Nigerian outbreak of H5N1 is the first known case in Africa. Scientists fear the virus could mutate into a form that could trigger a global pandemic and kill millions of people. Yobita Costa for VOA News, Abuja.